And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. At the Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL Lafayette campus, continuing through August 3rd is an exhibit in the main gallery entitled The New Art of the Loom, International Contemporary Tapestries. And in Gallery B, a collection of folk art from the permanent collection of the Hilliard. You can purchase tickets at the door. If you're a UL student, faculty, or staff, you can get in with your ID card. Potpourri through the University of Louisiana at Lafayette offers Cyber Camp for kids. July 15th through 19th will be 3D animation level 1 for grades 9 through 12, and 3D animation level 2 will be July 22nd through the 26th. For more information, you can go to Continuing Ed, which is ce.louisiana.edu, or call Lafayette's Potpourri office at 482-6386. The Nature Station Junior Young Naturalist Club will be meeting monthly August through November. If you'd like to register your child age 7 through 9, you can call the Acadiana Park Nature Station in Lafayette at 291-8448. And an online course in the history of Cajun and Zydeco music is being offered online through UL Lafayette. It will be taught by Dr. Mark DeWitt, the Tommy Como Chair for Traditional Music here in the School of Music at UL Lafayette. You don't need to be a current student at the university. You can sign up through University College for Music 360, which again is the history of Cajun and Zydeco music in South Louisiana. The website is universitycollege.louisiana.edu. And offering Cajun fiddle through LSUE will be Henry Hample in September. That's through the fall semester. For more information, you can go to LSUE's continuing education program. The League of Women Voters of Lafayette will host a presentation this afternoon at 6 o'clock at AOC at their media center. It's a conversation on healthcare, a regional conversation on healthcare. There will be a panel, and following, there will be a discussion between the participants and panelists. Panelists at 6 o'clock will include Stephen Ortego, Nell Hahn, Moriba Karamoka, also David Hood, and Emily Duyon. That's 6 o'clock this evening at AOC's Media Center, the League of Women Voters of Lafayette, hosting a regional conversation on healthcare. United Blood Services has announced a critical need for O-negative donors. If you have O-negative and you can donate, you can stop by or call United Blood Services to arrange a time to donate blood. The website to schedule an appointment is bloodhero.com, or you can call them at 235-5433 here in Lafayette. Continuing at Cité des Arts, the play Tuna Does Vegas. Shane Gilbo and Kyle Bork of SAS Productions will perform the play this weekend and the following. It will run Thursday through Sunday at Cité. Tickets are available through Cité's website or by giving them a call. And the Acadiana Nature Trail is now asking for people to help them out with a clearing party this Saturday. They are increasing the trails, approximately 6 miles of new trails they're asking help for. You can meet this Saturday at 8 o'clock at 3105 Shadow Bluff. That's in North Lafayette. For directions, you can contact the Acadiana Park Nature Station, and they will supply tools, but they encourage you to wear gloves and long pants and boots, as there may be some poison ivy. Again, that's to help clear 6 further miles of hiking and running trails for the Acadiana Nature Trail North. That's this Saturday starting at 8 o'clock. Also this Saturday, the Bag Mat Ministry is offering people the opportunity to learn to make sleeping mats for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags. Individuals can attend, or groups, youth service groups or other service groups. The workshop is this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Grace Presbyterian Church in Lafayette. That's on Roselawn Boulevard. You can go for an hour or stay for the entire time from 9 a.m. until 2. This Saturday, the Louisiana State Arboretum will host Insect Day at the Arboretum. That is at Chico State Park near Ville Platte from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Just because it gets dark doesn't mean the celebrations will stop. In fact, there are a lot of insects that come out at night, and they'll have some light traps there to collect nocturnal insects. This Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., the annual Insect Day at the Louisiana State Arboretum. In Lake Charles this Saturday, there will be a special concert with the Lake Charles Symphony called Rocket at Summer Pops. It's the music of Elton John, and that will be at the Lake Charles Civic Center this Saturday. The Eunice Players Theater children's production of The Trial of Goldilocks opens on July 17th in Eunice at the Eunice Players Theater. Tooten Park in Lake Charles announces its first community gardening educational program. That will be Thursday, July 18th. The guest speaker will be Kurt Unkel, and the topic will be how to garden with less cost, less weeds, and less labor. That will be Thursday, July 18th at the Tooten Park Education Building in Lake Charles from 6 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. The Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners Association, in partnership with Vermilionville, invites the community to join in a free series that begins Saturday, July 20th, called Healing Traditions in Acadiana, that will take place at Vermilionville. It starts on the 20th, and that program will be from 11 a.m. until 12 p.m. And we would like to congratulate writer Ernest Gaines, who taught for many, many years here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, was the writer-in-residence and is now the writer-in-residence in Emeritus. And yesterday he received the National Medal of Arts in a ceremony in the East Room of the White House. President Obama presented him with the National Medal of Arts. Congratulations, Ernest Gaines. And we would also like to congratulate a longtime commentator on NPR, Frank DeFord, who for decades has been doing some very amazing sports commentary on NPR. He received one of the National Humanities Medals yesterday during that same ceremony. And for information on programs here at KRVS, you can stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just search for the program you're interested in, and you can listen to archived shows there or download for listening to later on. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock on Thursdays, it's This American Life, hosted by Ira Glass. At 8, Thistle and Shamrock. At 9, Franco Mix, locally produced by Val Broussard Boston. And at 10, Cecil Doyle's Earthbeat. Afropop at 11, and Midnight Snack at midnight. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.